The weather on Pikes Peak is unpredictable, especially in the midst of the Colorado winter. But for the past 97 years, a group of determined mountaineers has made their way to the summit of the 14,000-plus-foot peak to carry on a special New Year's tradition. 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman has the story.
Wind chills of 50 degrees below zero and icy, snow-swept slopes are the norm on Pikes Peak this time of year. But for the members of the Adaman Club, named for the tradition of adding one man or one woman to its ranks each year, the weather doesn't make much difference. In fact, the club's president, Dan Stewart, says hiking in the snow, like we're doing now behind his home in Manitou Springs, is something he looks forward to, even more than their annual fireworks show.
I think you have to be a little twisted to do this kind of thing in the middle of winter. But some people really love it and other people don't apply.
He says apply because the club has a vetting process and members vote on their newest member each year. This year's new member is Stewart's son, Tyler. He's climbed with the group before, but this time he'll lead them up the mountain, following a trail even when it might be under the snow.
But there are times when it's hard to keep track, and at least one year where we just turned and went straight uphill, which is awful, but it worked.
If it's visible, they follow Bar Trail up the mountain and stop halfway at Bar Camp. The long-standing trek to the summit begins the following morning on New Year's Eve. In total, the hike is 13 miles long. 68-year-old Ted Lindemann completed his first hike with the group at age 16. That was unusual, but he says there was a reason. The deep snow. So someone suggested,
one solution would be to have a 2 or 3 teenager human snowplow lead us through that zone. And so I got to be a repeating member of the human snowplow.
And this year will be his 50th trip up the mountain with the club to put on the fireworks show that can be seen from hundreds of miles away on a clear night.
And I've only missed 3 years in all that time. 1 year I was living in Vermont, 1 year I realized I'd married the wrong girl, and another year I was writing a thesis. But so at least two of those are good excuses.
As a veteran of the group, Lindemann remembers a few Adaman traditions that have gone by the wayside. For instance, the club whistle from the first few decades of its existence. He says it was used as a signal, even in everyday life.
Supposedly, a number of the early members were downtown businessmen and would, you know, pass each other on their way to the coffee shop or something like that. And the first one to notice who was approaching would make a sound something like this. And his fellow Adaman would answer. It's a pretty complex melody, but that was the secret whistle.
The men who first braved the peak's treacherous terrain in 1922 are referred to as the Frozen Five, and current club members make a point to continue some of their original practices, if not the whistle. That includes using mirrors and the sun to signal their progress to the city below. Local historian Matt Mayberry runs the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum. He says the hike harkens to a mentality in Colorado Springs that has existed throughout the life of the city.
We have such a firm and enduring link to the mountain. And even in the depths of the winter, at midnight on New Year's Eve, you know, that mountain is still the chief thing that many of us in Colorado Springs think about.
He says the club also feels of a different time.
There is a lot of conversation about loss of social connections in our current society because of many reasons and largely to do with the internet. But these connections and traditions matter.
That's especially true for Dan and Tyler Stewart. And while they're not the first father-son duo to be in the Adaman Club, the sentimental aspect of it is not lost on Dan.
He's climbed about 49 or 50 14ers and done lots of other extensive hikes and some amazing climbs in Yosemite, too. So he's earned the right to be on the hike, and now to have him be a member, it just helps me know that maybe I can stop hiking pretty soon and he'll carry on the tradition.
As will people from miles around as they stay up to watch the fireworks and ring in 2020. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.